The Trump administration's policy is not a reasonable one, and as the British ambassador noted recently in messages that were recently made public, the Trump administration's campaign is not as logical as I think the Iranian foreign minister is portraying it. It's incoherent and chaotic. That's the words that the British ambassador gave. Even during the 2016 US presidential election campaign 3 years ago, Trump boisterously denounced the Iran nuclear deal long before there was he had any awareness of uranium enrichment features of the agreement. It was obvious that Trump never really understood the agreement. He seemed to believe that cunning and wily Persians had somehow tricked a naive and simple President Obama into making an agreement, and that he, Donald Trump, because he's such a great deal maker, would be able to come up with a better deal. He completely failed to understand that it was not merely Barack Obama, but also leaders in Russia, China, Germany, France, and Britain that also thought that the 2015 nuclear agreement was a great achievement. And his administration, and as it's shown by its policies with regard to Israel and Palestine, seems to believe that if they apply enough pressure and offer enough rewards, everyone has a price and will submit. And that's not going to happen with Iran. It's not going to happen with Russia. It's not going to happen with China. And there's another factor I think that's very important. Trump's outlook and his policies are very much in line with Israel, and especially with the Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu. And what Netanyahu and what Israel wants is not a better deal. What they want is the destruction of the Islamic Republic of Iran, and in fact, the destruction or the bringing down of every nation and government that will not stand up to Israel's policies, that will firmly resist Israel's policies. And that's really why there's really no way of reconciling this essential problem.